This Cleburne Yellow Jacket Sports Minute is brought to you by Air Masters, Inc. Jackets return to the Rock Pile on Friday. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff against Red Oak. The Hawks are 3-3 and 1-1 in District 7-5A. They beat Joshua last Friday 10-7. Now through seven games, it's clear that Cleburne's offense has some sizzle to it. Last Friday on the road at Tyler John Tyler out in East Texas, the Jackets scored 30 points and posted more than 460 yards. But the defensive struggles continue. The Jackets surrendered more than 530 yards in a 66-30 loss to the Lions. Cleburne is 2-5 and 0-3 in 7-5A. Jackets quarterback Luke Stewart with another 200-yard passing day. He also threw two touchdown passes. Stewart just shy of 1,200 yards for 2025. The running game also with a season-best 285 yards. A pivotal District 8-5A match for Lady Jackets volleyball. That was on Tuesday. They played host to Mansfield Timberview. Both teams were tied for the last playoff spot at 4-6. Cleburne plays at Everman on Friday. Lady Jackets are 12-20 overall. And at the District 8-5A cross-country meet last Thursday in Burleson, sophomore Nico Flores was the boys' individual champion. The girls qualified for the Region 1 meet. They finished second. For K-Hits 95.5, I'm Kevin Lundquist.
This Sports Minute brought to you by Air Masters of Cleburne, your go-to AC, heat, electrical, and plumbing company. Air Masters of Cleburne.